Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
मुझे दे जाए रे, अब यही है खुशी, वो मेरा, वो मेरा हो जाए। Kabila gine wari nara momile poro tese ara korosi para se ware metere a woma sia ara korosi para se ware metere a woma bon la gine wari kole mara mara ko te be mara la gine wari kole mara mara ko te be sewa Je musa gora poro na fulo mama se kotore anulara tore po manyona na lagine barabara demi se konose ye lagine lagine oro yara mede jele no jonya kwena do be bara se dire yo lagine dire jano bara of 1969.
Before the soldiers came,
the life was cheap on bread and wine,
and sherry meant no shame.
She is awakened by the screams
of rockets flying from nearby,
and scared she clings on to her. And who will have won when the soldiers have gone from the Lebanon? The Lebanon! Before he leaves the camp, he stops.
He scans the world outside.
And where there used to be some shots, his home the week before,
he thought he'd be like the police,
but now he finds he is at war.
Weren't we supposed to keep the peace?
And who will have won when the soldiers have gone from the Lebanon? The Lebanon. The Lebanon.
Communities live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops. I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Tripit Lane every other Thursday.
Love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield, it's lovely. Great place.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Don? You know what? I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3, here on Sheffield Live. Bosh Bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
Have you heard? The local talent show is now on every Friday, 4 till 5. Sheffield is absolutely brimming over with singer-songwriters, bands, musicians, amazing talent, and we're going to showcase exactly what they can do. That's on the local talent show, Fridays, 4 till 5, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Have you heard? There's a new popular live science show on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. From superfoods to supernovae, we'll talk about it. With the latest science news, debate and guests, stick it in your diary. Live science every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Hello, good afternoon, welcome to Communities Live here at Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sorry, we are running a little bit late. It was due to the train being delayed, so I do apologise about that. But we have just played Red Hot Chili Peppers and also played Republica. And speaking from Republica, we have Saffron Spackling, who I've just interviewed, talking about her latest single, Hallelujah. Hello, good afternoon, welcome to Commuters Live here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And we have Republica singer, Saffron. Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you, Sheffield Live?
We're very good here. How are you, Saffron?
I'm fine, thank you. I was just saying one of my favourite bands is from Sheffield, Human League.
It's one of the legendary bands. I mean, I would love to be.
They really are.
And I've got to ask
all them. Their early records, and I used to follow them. I used to go to all their gigs.
And I've got to ask you, I mean, Saffron, I mean, we've got to talk a bit about Republica. So tell us a bit about how it all started.
Okay, so I was signed to Warner Brothers, and I had a publishing deal with Warner Chappell Music. So as a songwriter at a young age, I was learning my craft and learning different tunes and learning with and in a band called Enjoy. So, and my mates were the Prodigy, and at the time we were just kind of on the acid house rave scene. The advancement in technology, like with the Human League, we were, you know, playing about with different electronic sounds and writing our own tracks and stuff. And I went to Deconstruction Records, which, now a legendary kind of independent electronic label. And I had this idea for a band, and they loved the idea, and I got a deal. And because I had an idea in my head about how I'd like to sound, how the band would sound. So it'd be a mixture of electronic, a bit like the Human League or Simple Minds, really, a mixture of, you know, electronic, rock, guitar, and great songs, big songs, you know.
And I've got to ask, I mean, we mentioned Human League quite a few times, so I think I know what I'm going to ask about influences, but I'm going to ask anyway. I mean, who are your main influences? And also, if it was anybody that you could work with, who would it be and why?
Oh, gosh. Well, influences, gosh, there's so many. I mean, obviously, straight away, you know, Simple Minds, Human League, obviously Heaven 17 as well, because of Martin Ware and stuff, Glenn Gregory. You know, obviously Joy Division, Kraftwerk, Talking Heads, you know, and also, you know, great, strong female singers, you know, like Polystyrene, Toya, Slit, you know, Kate Bush, Stevie Nicks, Hazel O'Connor, you know, Susie Sue, people that had very individual or unique personalities, you know, and unique voices, like Ian Jury as well, or John Cooper Clarke, you know, Echo and the Bunnymen, The Cure. But my favourite band when growing up was The Jam. And I went to see them when I was about 13 at Brighton Centre. And I was later to find out it was their final gig, but I was just like, wow, you know, I want to be you, you know. It was that just excitement of growing up, you know, going down to Brighton. And, it's just very special, and going and buying, you know, 7-inch vinyls and, you know, finding out about all the bands and the lyrics and, going to lots of different gigs, you know. Somewhere I've got a huge box. I kept all the tickets and, you know, the gig stubs and the brochures and stuff. And it's great now because, you know, when I get to meet my idols in real life. I get to, you know, I performed on stage with them and even toured with them, like Toya and The Cure, you know, and Prodigy. And it's like, oh my God, you know. You know, I've been so lucky to be able to work with Gary Numan and people like that.
And I mean, I've got to ask, I mean, for anybody that wants to break into this kind of industry, I mean, what advice would you give to our listeners?
Well, it has to be something that you absolutely love and are committed to, because it's a very, very tough industry to break into. But I believe in the passion and love of music anyway. So, you know, if you love writing songs and if you love playing music, just get in bands, just play with people, you know, do lots of gigs, even if it's for free. Hey, you're getting to do what you love, you know. And, you know, you could slowly build up a fan base, you know, whether that's in real life or online, you know, get yourself out there. Today you have to be so more proactive, I think, as a band, you know, not rely so much on labels, which is a good thing, you know, which is why we're signed to an independent rather than major. Because also then you have control, you know, and you don't have people telling you what to do or what you have to wear and stuff,
yeah.
Which obviously I never listened to them anyway. I think I made that quite clear. You know, hey, it was a good job. We wrote great songs, you know, so I was kind of lucky I was able to get away with it. But it takes a lot of hard work. But, you know, my dream, you know, was to be in a band and tour America. You know, that's your whole thing. And we got to do that, you know. But it's really, really tough work and hard work. But it's the best thing in the world, you know. So how many other people can say, oh, you know, I love my job. I do what I love every day. So, you know, I think that if you have that kind of tenacity and joy in your heart and for what you love and for your music, and, you know, find people also that, you know, that you can work with, that you get on well with and share the same interest and love of music as yourself. You know, it's very hard, tough on your own. You know, I see some, you know, really exciting new artists coming out now. And there's a bit of danger coming back in the music, which I haven't heard for a long time, you know. I've got all the early Simple Minds vinyls, you know, like Theme from Great Cities and Empires and Dance, you know, and even the early Human League, like Circus of Death and Being Boiled and stuff, yeah. You know, the really dark, early sounding Human League, which is, you know, fantastic. And wow, you know, you just like Kraftwerk or Gary Newman's, this kind of dark, kind of melancholic, and it kind of, I think it really, after punk rock, it really connected with people that were perhaps different or outsiders, you know, I think that was really important as well, that you didn't have to be part of a group, you know, you didn't have to be the in thing or something, you know, you could be your own gang. And that's how the ethic that I had with Republica, and it is actually a punk rock ethic anyway, you know, it's like, you know, that is part of punk, I believe, is about a feeling, a lifestyle, and being free to be yourself and be an individual, you know, and be proud.
Yeah. And I've got to ask, I mean, you recently made a new track called Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, tell us a bit about how that came together. Was it a long process or did it come together quite quickly?
Well, we had basically done quite a lot of the bare bones of our album Damaged Gods just before COVID. And then I found myself as a frontline key worker, a critical key worker, as I'm a qualified mental health and social care officer as well. And so for those years, you know, one day it was like, oh gosh, where's my music gone? I might not have, never have it again. I used it a lot in my work as music therapy, and it really does help, I think, with anybody with mental health issues. Music is kind of medicine for the soul, you know. And during those years on the front line, it really taught me a lot about life. And so, Hallelujah, I mean, many of the lyrics kind of express that. You know, it's kind of like, you know, during lockdown, it's like, you know, even if you're in a council block and you could wave to someone, a stranger over the way, even that, just that connection, you know, could be maybe your only, you know, your only connection with another person that day. But also music is a universal language, and I think that helps so many people during COVID, and I think it still does now, and it's very, very important. And the hallelujah is like, yeah, you know, we're free. And then I saw you get there, hallelujah, you know, in real life. And I think it, you know, it kind of was, especially for me, really taught me about life, and that it's in the very small things, you know, the small gesture, smile, hold someone's hand if they're sick, and just be there for them, and to learn patience, learn to listen, and that kindness, you know, is easy actually, and it can mean the world. The smallest thing can mean the world to some other person.
Yeah. And I mean, you mentioned COVID as well. I mean, that were dark times for everybody. And yes. I'm going to ask you this, Saskia. I mean, how do you feel that music has changed during COVID?
Well, I think that, sadly, you know, the whole music and entertainment industry were decimated, and you know, I do have some quite strong views about that, because, you know, music and art are worth value. Yes. And, you know, this country does produce some of the best music, art, theatre, dance in the world. And, you know, I think it's so very important, you know, to support your local live music, independent, you know, venues, you know, galleries or libraries, you know, places where they have comedy nights or stuff, you know, because I think without that community and grassroots level, you know, there won't be any new artists or new people to discover. And I think that that would be such the greatest shame. But I think there's a real comeback, especially in the last year or so, that I've noticed that there's a few, as I say, some really exciting new artists that have just managed to break through, you know, even on the punk scene and stuff, you know, like the Meths or Cassiette, and they're just really exciting, and Amel and the Sniffers, and that's like, wow, these bands are really great, you know, and they've got a kind of, you know, that fight in them that you could hear in The Jam, or, you know, you could hear in Shaft 69 in All the Ruts, who were my favourites as well. You know, and you know, that's part of Great Britain, you know. It's, you know, the diversity and equality of everything that we produce, you know, whether that our crafts, our radio, you know, theatre, you know, comedy, you know, Banksy, Damien Hirst, you know, all Tracy, I mean, all these amazing people, you know, and, you know, that's why I called my album Damaged Gods, because I think it's like, we all are, you know, in some ways, but actually that's okay, you know, sure. That's okay to be damaged. You know, you don't have to be perfect. You know, this whole thing about, oh, you've got to look like this, or you, no, you don't.
I totally agree with you on that.
I'm totally like, no, you don't have to look like that at all. Because usually, you know, the image or something that sadly has been put across, especially to young minds, doesn't exist anyway. And also, it's not real. It's here, and it's what's out there. You know, get outside, and there's a huge mental health crisis as well now, and I think music and art and radio and theatre and comedy and just social activity and interaction is so important now, yeah. You know, so that we can get back and understand that's what we share is what's most important.
Yeah.
And live music is the best of that, you know.
And I mean, speaking of live music, I mean, I have watched you on YouTube with you performing at the festival, and you were performing one of your biggest hits, is "Baby, I'm Ready to Go," and everybody's singing. I mean, that must be so electric to you.
They do. It's extraordinary, you know, because you just feel so lucky because they sing it for you. And we played Huddersfield last Friday at the Parish, and it was just absolutely round to the rafters. And I didn't have to sit. I just put the, microphone out to the audience, and they literally sang all the words and, you know, this great sort of atmosphere. It was electric, you know. And it was superb. So, you know, everyone's had a great night. It's a great atmosphere. And we've got to get back into that, you know, in your local towns and your local cities. You know, it's so important.
Definitely. And, I mean, other than you mentioned Huddersfield, but if there's any venue that you would like to be in the near future, where would you like to go?
It's so difficult. Because we've played so many thousands, of the smallest to the biggest. But I love playing big festivals, but also, like Huddersfield, I love the small event when you can see everyone and you touch them. And
yeah.
I don't like to feel isolated. If I can't see the audience, then it's kind of this blackness, you know. I like to feel... see that they're there and you have to touch their hand because they want to touch. And then, then that's a connection straight away. And then they're smiling at you singing your own lyrics back at you. I mean, there's no better, feeling than that. You know, watching people have a great night. And for us to still be doing what we love is such a privilege, you know. So please come to our tour and have a great night out.
I also want to say, I mean, you mentioned festivals. Please come to Tramlines one day.
Oh, we'd love to. Please invite us. We'd love to play the next year, Tramlines.
So, I mean, and you mentioned, we talked about your new single and your upcoming album. Also, yes. I want to talk about, is there any future... projects that you're currently working on, or is it all secretive at the moment?
No, it's not secret. I made a vow or pact to myself that after lockdown restrictions lifted, that I just really wanted to write as many songs as possible. I've been so lucky in that my publishers have been so amazing, and that so many of our songs are used still now in films and TV and adverts and sports especially. So, you know, there's sports fans all over the world that might not know me or the band, but they know the song. It means something to them. And, that their team and their family have got season ticket holders. And, I sang at the World Cup, and Lionel Messi was 5 foot behind me and I nearly fainted. And Sunderland, play our songs, Stills are on our song. Captain Marvel used Ready to Go, and Drop the Gorgeous was used in the original Scream. And, we've been in Yellow Jackets, which is a huge success. Ted Lasso, Cruel Summer. And it's great, that people... little kids kind of like know my song. It's like, how did that happen? that's really refreshing, So, yes, I want to co-write and collaborate with lots of different people, and I will be doing so as soon as I've got 5 minutes break. So, yeah, probably, I don't know if I'll have much time, you know, but I will find time, yeah. Yeah, because some of the people that I have asked, or we've been to collaborate with, live near me in Brighton and stuff. So, yeah, it's just also they've got lots of busy schedules too. So, you know, so I think, you know, I've got a few years left in me that I just want to write and you know, produce and create as many songs for people as I possibly can as my legacy.
And you know what? We can't wait to hear the future.
Oh, bless you.
And I mean, for our listeners who want to follow you, do you have like social media? What people can follow you?
Well, Republica Official Facebook and Instagram, X Twitter, for some weird reason, won't let me back on because they think I'm not me, even though it is me. I don't know what that is, but hey, I'm on Threads now, so I'm finding out that that's a really exciting little platform. And my best friend's daughter's going to introduce me to Tickety Talk soon. So watch out. I don't know how it works anyway. I mean, I press all the wrong buttons. But look, if it helps my band and my music, out, you know, promote and get out there, why not? You know, it's fun, why not?
And you know what? I don't think you're not the only one who doesn't know TikTok. I mean, I've got to put my hands up because I don't know how TikTok works. So.
No, no, no. Right. But hey, I'll learn.
So I mean, and my final question for you, Saffron, is because I'd like to give the final word to you, is what would you like to say to our listeners who is listening right now?
Oh, I'd like to say thank you so much to everyone listening to Sheffield Live right now. And I believe radio is one of the most greatest British institutions. And, you know, it's the conduit for music and for communication and talking and, you know, and finding out the news and stuff. And, yeah, I think it's ingrained in our history. And I think we should fight to keep all the regional radio stations, community radios going as well as the big national ones. And thank you so much for listening. And thank you for listening to Republica Songs as well.
Thank you so much, Saffron. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
And you. Thank you, my love. Please come to a gig. You're very welcome. And I'll put you on the guest list if you'd like to come and bring your friends or family.
I would love to. Thank you very much, Saffron.
All right, my love. You take care.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. And I get that fever feeling when Sheffield Live is on the air. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live. We'll be right back.
do we go now? Where do we go?
Work, money that I got.